Welcome back to our stealth module, and hopefully you've been doing the exercises up to this point. We've just completed what I call the first family of stealth patterns, and it's very, very important that you get these patterns completely, because getting these patterns completely means you're actually begin to integrate these skills powerfully, you know, at a neurological level in a way that's automatically allows you to use these patterns effectively. So much so that simply thinking about the words themselves causes you to relive all of the programming I've given you up to this point, and you'll naturally find yourself looking for opportunities to speak them whenever you can and enjoying the responses you get in the real world. In fact, what you'll discover is that your unconscious mind will just automatically start using these patterns powerfully to program anyone around you and within the sound of your voice, to just do, think, and feel exactly what you want. And so you'll always remember the win-win situation. You can have anything in life that you want. You can get anybody to do anything you want as long as you help them get what they want in a way that's right and good for them. If you go through life with this understanding, your unconscious mind will only make you more and more powerful. Get it? So that means that simply hearing my words automatically causes you to gain the skills and abilities inherent in this training. And the more you hear my words, and the more you practice these skills, the more powerfully they'll work for you. Now, let's move on to what I call the super hypnosis pattern. It's the first pattern in the second family of stealth patterns. And I call this our super pattern. It's the cause and effect pattern. And one of the reasons that this particular pattern is so incredibly powerful is it because it mirrors the structure of internal belief. All beliefs are stated in cause and effect terms. And we'll go into understanding beliefs and their structure a little more in the presentation. Just understand this. Anything stated using this structure tends to install direction or suggestions directly into the mind of your subject. They tend to be accepted as true, even if they're blatantly illogical. And they do seem completely logical. They usually go unchallenged, and they create compliance. There are certain words in this category that just take your compliance rate from the 60% ratio to the 97% ratio just by adding this word into your persuasion and communication interactions. So please, please, please understand this pattern. Utilize it effectively, and the more you utilize this pattern effectively, the more powerfully a hypnotic persuader you'll become, and that means you'll be getting everything you want in life, because you've done the work. You deserve the rewards. Let's move on. Cause and effect works because it mirrors the structure of internal belief. The cool thing here is that any X, X being the cause, can cause any why. A very strong example, simply watching this videotape causes you to learn language patterns powerfully. And that means you're getting the tools and the techniques necessary to get exactly what you want. Now, simply sitting in this chair causes you to become profoundly relaxed and pay very close attention to the sound of my voice. Get it? Now, as you begin to feel the power of my words, you'll naturally begin to simply follow along and accept the new programming so that you can get all the things you really want for yourself. All of the things I've just said are cause and effect type statements. I started with a very simple one. X causes Y. Simply hearing the sound of my voice causes you to profoundly learn how to use language patterns effectively. Very simple, very direct. Makes perfect sense till you stop and think about this. How does simply hearing my words cause you to do anything? How does that work? And did you notice that when I asked you this question, how your mind began to come up with a plausible story or explanation for how that could be true? That's because of the structure of this language. It's the structures of beliefs. And you have this thing in your mind called the rational factor. Remember in hypnosis, we talk about hypnosis being the bypass of the critical factor and the establishment of acceptable selective thinking, right? Well, we also talk about the rationalization factor. A lot of people don't pay a lot of attention to that. But remember, that covert hypnosis is not just the study of how to bypass the critical factor. It's the study of how to reorient the critical factor using covert methods. The fact that you began to come up with a story for how what I just said, as far as simply hearing my voice, causing you to learn these patterns powerfully, was true, was because you kicked in the rationalization factor. Your unconscious mind took two disparate, arguably disconnected, illogical things and came up with a compelling story that made it plausible. That's the linguistic power of assumptions and presuppositions. Okay? Now, I had to ask you that specific question in order to bring that aspect of it to your conscious awareness. However, this is what goes on all the time anyway. This is the structure of belief. In this country, we are taught not to challenge other people's beliefs. Matter of fact, it's pretty much anywhere. People will not challenge things stated in these terms. In other words, you get compliance. And that's what we want. The bottom line at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what application you're using it for. If you're using these skills with intention, your ultimate goal is compliance, to get people to do what you want them to do. And the more you do that, the more you get what you want. Just be sure you help other people get what they want. Now, the cool thing about this particular structure is that any X can cause any Y. X, for the most fundamental way to use this, is usually a pace. A pace is simply something that is verifiably or cognitively true. For instance, as you're sitting there watching this presentation, you're naturally having certain thoughts. And as you have those thoughts, you may begin to wonder how you can use them in the future. Now, as you begin to use these patterns in the future, that means you'll have more efficacy in the way you can create mental representations in the minds of your subject. And the more you do that, the more you'll have fun with these practices. Now, what did I do there? Very simple. I started with something that was verifiably concrete true. You're sitting there, most likely, and you're paying attention. And you're most likely having certain thoughts. So that's three paces. But what did you notice? I started with something concrete. I went to something that's subjectively verifiable. And then I used those paces, those previous things that you've already verified, as the pace for the next thing. And I started giving you things to do or things to think about. And I did it in a permissive way. You don't have to be that nice. You can be very direct. Simply hearing my voice causes you to get this powerfully at a neurological level because you understand language in a whole new way that works better and better for you. Does that make sense? Good. Let's talk about something else called an implied cause and effect. An implied cause and effect is also a cause and effect statement, but there's no direct linkage. Implied cause and effect means hearing my words allows you to become very, very powerful in the use of hypnotic language. And you're naturally exploring the possibilities of learning more. Okay? The "and" and "your" are implied. I'm not telling you that you're going to do this. I'm simply assuming it. It's an implied cause and effect that if you do the first two, which you've done, you'll naturally do the next one. Now, I take the time here in this presentation to make a distinction between a direct cause and effect. Because you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're automatically becoming a better communicator. And that feels really good. As opposed to hearing my words gives you tremendous power. Okay, implied cause and effect as opposed to because. They pretty much work exactly the same way, but it's an important enough distinction to kind of point it out in this presentation. So that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Words in the cause and effect category. Pay attention because these are amazingly powerful. And, as, cause, because, since, as you, when you. As soon as, stop the tape, come up with a few more, and we'll come back and we'll do our word salad exercise. Welcome back, and now we're going to start, again, word salading or chaining these particular cause and effect words so that you can begin to see how to form powerful cause and effect linkages, very conversationally, very linguistically. So, and as you begin to explore the power of cause and effect language, So in such a way that you can begin to cause people to do what you want and believe what you say, because you understand the structure of belief, and since this pattern is pretty much irresistible anyway, as you begin to use cause and effect language, whenever you do, as soon as you do, you'll begin to notice powerful agreement from your subjects, from your clients. People will just naturally do what you say and make up all the reasons inside their own mind for why they're doing it. How cool is that? All right. Go practice your word salad. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You've probably done your exercises now. Let me give you some more exercises or some more examples of this that you can use to model the structure of hypnotic language. Simply viewing this video automatically gives you the power to use your hypnotic language skills more powerfully. As you sit there easily absorbing this material, your inner mind is already finding new ways to use this information. And that feels really good, doesn't it? You bet it does. All right, copy these down. And practice writing them this way so you get an idea for how it works. Oh, wait, we have more. Simply hearing my words automatically causes you to learn this material powerfully. And that's very exciting, isn't it? Even as you hear my words, you're already completely absorbing this material on a number of levels. And as you suddenly realize how much you're actually learning, you'll naturally want more, don't you? Now notice here, does any of this sound weird? Does any of this sound confusing? No. And yet, if you look at the structure of what I've got here, simply, which can be an implied cause and effect, but it's also an adverb-adjective presupposition, simply hearing my words, pace, automatically causes you, presup, adverb adjective, cause and effect, you to learn. Everything that comes after this is presupposed. This material, powerful. So again, we almost have a two in the front, one in the back rule. And that's very exciting, isn't it? So here's what happens when I put on the tag question. Since I keep doing it, I should probably explain to you how this works. When I start riffing on this structure, okay, your mind starts to have a vivid mental experience. The minute I ask you a question, and that's very exciting, isn't it? Everything in here goes to the unconscious level. The conscious mind starts asking the question, well, how exciting is it? The unconscious mind just naturally assumes that this is part of the suggestion. And so while the conscious mind is parsing about whether this is actually true or not, the fact that there's a negation on the end automatically causes it to be accepted as true. You'll notice that you'll just want to say yes when you put the negation on the end. But you got to use them carefully, otherwise they'll shoot you in the foot. I'm just tearing this apart so you can see how powerfully this works. Even in writing, and you know it's being done, and it's still having a tremendous effect. Is it not? So, this is how a very eloquent way, or elegant way, of combining all the language patterns that you've learned and making yourself extremely compelling as a speaker. Okay. So, write these out. And, you know, break it apart and look at the structures. Start to write those structures over and over again so that you begin to really get it and utilize it in every form of communication where you have to speak with another human being, even yourself. Okay? So we're back to our drills and skills. 3 generic, 3 hypnotic, 3 specific. Practice speaking them out loud. Stop the video. Come back when you're done, and we'll go from there. All right, welcome back to pattern 6 of our stealth module. And this particular section is on complex equivalents. Now, in our earlier section, section 5, we covered the fact that pattern 5, the superhypnotic pattern, is a cause and effect pattern, which means any X can cause any Y. There's a sequential effect here. And there's a sequential effect in this pattern, too, the complex equivalents. They're very, very similar. However, in this particular application, X, which is also a pace, Y is usually a lead, but the lead now becomes a state. It gives a meaning to this. Rather than being the end result, in other words, instead of Y being the end result of X, X now means or equals the Y. Once again, X is usually a pace. So, simply seeing me on this video presentation and hearing my words enter your unconscious mind, armed with the knowledge that your unconscious mind is already processing everything I say powerfully, deeply, and automatically, means you're automatically becoming a better influencer. You're automatically becoming a better communicator. And that means that even from now, from this moment on into the future, you're becoming more powerful. And that power means you'll enjoy more happiness, satisfaction, money, sex, power, whatever it is that's important to you in ever-increasing amounts. And that feels really good, doesn't it? Sure does. Now, what did I do here? Well, what I actually did was I started off with a basic X equals Y, which means simply hearing my voice, hearing my language, hearing my words enter your mind, means you're becoming a better communicator. Now, let's break it apart for a second, because just the act of breaking it apart will cause it to become more powerful for you. How does hearing my words mean you're becoming a better communicator? Notice how your mind starts to come up with a reason. That's plausible. It doesn't have to be true. It just has to be plausible. That's the magic of this pattern. Now, what I did later on in that sentence was I went and transitioned into the total belief equation. The total belief equation is right down here at the bottom of your screen. X equals Y, causes Y, and it means Z. When you start talking in the XYZ pattern, people will just accept what you say and not even bother to argue. They'll just do it. The minute they hear it, they've done it, but then they'll start coming up with reasons why they've done it, and it'll make sense. This goes back to the same understanding that the people who come to you for hypnosis, if you're in a therapeutic context, are lying to you. They don't understand or know why it is they really do what they do. Sometimes they do, but most often they don't. Once you get them in the chair, you regress on the cause, you find out the reason they thought they're screwed up ain't the reason they're screwed up. It's because of this particular structure. Every X causes a subsequent Y, and that Y has a meaning at the unconscious level. If you change either one of these factors, you change the result. So, simply hearing my words, reading these words on your screen, causes you to have a deeper understanding of the power of complex equivalence. And that understanding of complex equivalence means you're going to be more effective and precise in the way you communicate and install these structures and beliefs into the minds of other people. So much so that everything you say from this moment on will simply go in one ear, get processed, and be acted upon in a completely natural and profitable way for you. Now, any X can cause any Y, and any Y can equal any Z. When you use the XYZ structure, you'll naturally have a multiplicative exponential persuasion ability in your language. And that means you're pretty much unstoppable when you use this properly. Get it? Okay. We're back to skills and drills. Okay? So now what we're going to do, write three generic sentences, three hypnotic sentences, three that are specific to your desired application. Practice speaking them out loud. Stop the video now and do the exercise. Come back when you're finished. Welcome back, and by now you should have practiced your complex equivalence and your cause and effect. You may have thrown some implied cause and effect sequences in there. You notice I kind of skipped the skills and drills for the cause and effect because the cause and effect and complex equivalence drill patterns are used so hand in hand that you can pretty much use them all interchangeably and get the same amount of benefit. But ideally you should separate them, parse them out, and understand them on an individual level before you start reintegrating them into your everyday speech. Now, let's move on to our last category. Let me see if I have any more stuff here for you. Oh, this next pattern it's another super pattern, but it's even more direct than anything we've done before. And why is that? Well, there's only three words in this pattern, and that's stop, start, and now. The strategic use of this pattern is simply to interrupt an ongoing mental process, to redirect that process and have them implement a new process when you want them to. So as you just stop and start to imagine how you'll be using these processes in the future, how you'll quickly, easily, naturally, automatically tap into the unlimited power of these language patterns to get what you want, and you see the results just flowing to you now, how good are you feeling? Is that cool or what? When I started speaking, you had a train of thought. When I said the word stop, what happened to your internal processes? Notice how everything you did stopped and you focused right here. That's exactly what I want. Because that stop opens a window to trans that allows me to insert a new process. And when you want, the minute you name that process and you describe it, the mind automatically begins to undergo that process. Once you do that, you just tell them when, pretty much they're already doing it. But the minute you say now, one of several things happens. First is that everything you said prior to that is locked inside. The second thing that happens is it brings them out of trance and focused on you again. Okay? Matter of fact, I do this in my speaking now, but you can learn things like this from guys. Have you ever watched Bandler? Or Richard Bandler, when he does a lot of his seminars and stuff, every other word out of his mouth is now. Why? Because the minute he says now, your mind gets focused here. Every language pattern he was hammering with you with prior to that gets locked in at the unconscious level because now, because your conscious mind is continually moving forward based on what he's saying, everything that was accepted at the unconscious level is processed unconsciously. You can't go back and parse it out. You can't go back and analyze it. You can't go back and reject it. It's done. That's the power of this pattern. It can stop anything in its tracks and start a new process when you want it to do it. Usually, now. So as you stop what you're thinking and put away the assumptions of what you thought conversational hypnosis was, and you start now to recognize that you have within your grasp the ultimate keys to becoming the most unstoppable, powerful, and persuasive conversational hypnotist on the planet, if you apply yourself properly, you'll naturally begin to want to use these patterns every day in every way so that you can continue to get better and better and better. Now, how good do you think you're going to be in just a few short days with a little bit of practice? Get it? Cool. Now, let's move on. So again, once again, this pattern is not really extensive. Stop, start, now. Now, unfortunately, the way to screw this up is to get creative. Ideally, when you say stop, you don't want to be wishy-washy. You don't want to soften it in terms of a lot of people like to use permissive type statements when they do this. For instance, somebody starts to riff in another direction. They might try to do something and say, well, you may stop and begin to think about this. No. Or you could use perhaps, but again, it's not strong enough. Remember, when we say stop, it's because whatever process they're engaging in mentally, it's starting to take a direction, and thought travels faster than words. And the minute words, they start riffing, okay, you got to stop them right then and there. You got to inject a new process, and you got to tell them when to start it. So stop whatever you were doing. Pay attention to what I'm telling you, and do it now. Get it? Good. Now we can also use this particular pattern to fractionate. I've kind of described that a little bit to you. We can use this to fractionate between internal focus and external focus. So as you pay attention to my words and you begin to imagine what I'm about to tell you, maybe you can remember a time in your life when you just stopped and you found something really fascinating. You learned something that was really, really true and you got excited about it. So you can start to remember that time again and understand that all learning is state dependent. Because all learning is state-dependent, simply hearing my words and remembering that time causes that time of powerful, instant learning to come back. Now, as you undergo that process, this is the power of the fractionation element of stop, start, and now. Because if you were to just stop that train of thought and imagine how you can be using this in the future, and you begin to see all the ways that your life changes, and manifest everything you want because you're getting and helping everyone get what they want, you'll quickly begin to realize that this is the most powerful, persuasion set of superset you've ever learned. Now, doesn't that make sense? Now, notice that I stopped a pattern. I created a process. I fleshed it out. I told you when to start it. I told you when to stop it. I brought you back out. I did it again. Every time I said the word now, where did your attention go? Right back to here, right back to now. Everything that went into your mind prior to that was accepted. Uncritical. It's that powerful. So, in the future, stop your old way of communicating and start now to use these seven stealth patterns in a way that gets you everything you want and helps other people get what they want in the process. And as you do that, you'll simply begin to realize that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, you'll naturally, instantly, effortlessly, and automatically enjoy levels of power, influence, and persuasion that have been reserved only to the top charismatic leaders throughout history. And as you join their ranks, you'll naturally look back upon this training as the start of one of the most profoundly empowering, exciting, and thrilling learning experiences in your life. Now, let's move on. So, again, here's our example, and you've already been through this, but we'll just state it for the camera. Stop for a moment. Start to imagine the ways you could be using this material. Now, isn't that cool? That's about as simple as you can make it. Stop what you're doing. Start doing this. Do it now. That's it. It's no fuss, no muss. So now we're back to what I call the grand rounds, so to speak. Over the course of the last hour or so, you've been exposed and received a thorough indoctrination and training in the most powerful seven language patterns that exist. As you begin to practice the studied use of these skills, and you begin to use them every day in every way for all the right reasons, you'll naturally begin to find life getting easier and easier. And you'll naturally want to learn more. When you do, you'll know where to find me, because the information will be at the end of this particular video. But for right now, what you're going to begin to do is you're going to stop this video. As you stop this video, you're going to start now to write three generic sentences that combine all of the linguistic structures that you've learned up to this far. Adverb, adjective, awareness, temporal, spatial, complex equivalence, cause and effect, and direct commands. You're going to begin to use them in sentence after sentence and paragraph after paragraph so that you begin to really get it at a deep, deep level. Just how powerful and irresistible and yet completely conversational these language patterns are. And as you enjoy the process of learning, really learning and wiring in these skills, you'll logically and intuitively have a grasp of every aspect of this material. And as you enjoy that process and express yourself using these language patterns, life will open its arms for you and life will just get better. Now, go ahead and do your exercises. Come back at the end of this tape, or the end of this exercise, and really feel good about what you've gone through today, because in the last hour or so, you've gone through an intense training and you've learned things powerfully and have every right to feel good about yourself. So much so that I'd like to give you a free gift, but that gift is only contingent upon you following my instructions. So pay attention through the rest of this video after you come back, and I'll show you how to get that gift. Do that now. Well, welcome back to the final segment in our stealth module. And once again, stealth stands for what? Strategic suggestion through easily applied linguistically triggered hypnosis. Are there many other ways to amplify and modify your persuasion power? You bet your booty. But we don't have time to cover them here. And it's because of that that I have some final assignments for you and a couple of free gifts. But, just like anything, ain't no such thing as a free lunch. If you do the drills, you do the work, you do what I want you to do, I'll give you the goodies. You get the cookie. So here it is. This is your final exam. This is something I do off all of my hypnosis students, everywhere, anytime. Because it's only through writing out these sentences and hardwiring the structure into your neurology and then speaking them out loud that you complete the circuits necessary for unconscious learning and conscious learning to merge, to synergize, to synthesize, and become powerful and unique to you. Native, naturally native to your way of speaking and expressing yourself so that everybody around you, even if they knew the way you used to talk before, they'll know you speak differently, but they won't care. They'll find that you actually just, they like the way you speak better. So, hopefully, and I have to make the assumption that you've done the drills to get the skills, you've been doing that throughout the course of this training. What you're going to do next, this is your final exam. Using your hypnotic language skills, I want you to write a compelling summary of what you learned and how you can and will be using it in the future. If you want a little extra credit, you can also write me a hypnotically compelling testimonial. But I want a summary, a hypnotically compelling summary using the language patterns that you've been exposed to and have integrated. And I want you to write and send that to me through email. That's part one. The second step is simply to take your favorite hypnotic induction script or pattern, whichever you're using, and rewrite it using the seven language patterns that you've learned today. Why? Because I want you to make this as cross-contextual and functional for you as you can. Because it's not until you get out in the real world and you start using these skills everywhere that you can begin to fully appreciate the magnitude, the immense magnitude of what you've been given. Okay? And it's not that you've been given it. You've been shown a pathway to power. You've been shown a level of skills and a handful of skills or constellation, a family of techniques that when combined in any form, magnify the effectiveness of each other. It's not a 1+1+1 type of a situation any longer. It's a 2 to the 2nd to the 3rd to the 4th power and on. These skills only get better and more powerful over time. Now, take that script that you've just rewritten. Take that compelling hypnotic testimonial or summary and email it to me at david@killerinfluence.com. The other thing you need to do is you need to go and sign up for my free newsletter at www.killerinfluence.com. Once again, that's www.killerinfluence.com. When I get your email and I get your summary, testimonial and, well, your summary and or testimonial, and I want the summary and how you'll be using it. That's important. That's your final exam. The testimonial, I would love your testimonial if you like what you learned. And your script, your rewritten script. Once I get those, I'm going to send you one free conversational hypnosis module on hypnotic amplifiers and operators. It's pretty powerful. It's pretty cool. And it'll take what you've learned in this training and exponentially magnify the exponential increase in power you've already gotten. I know that sounded kind of hypnotically confusing, but the truth is, it's exactly what happens. Conversational hypnosis, hypnotic language patterns, are the delivery vehicle through which we apply influence techniques. But they are only the delivery vehicle. There are amplifiers and modifiers that go far beyond just the linguistic component of what we've learned today. As a hypnotist, as a self-directed master of change, it is your responsibility to understand all of the ways that human behavior can be influenced. Not just so that you can influence human behavior, but so that you can understand how other people are seeking to influence you and the world around you. Because the only true defense against these skills is the ability to use these skills. And the more you use these skills, the more you begin to recognize how they're being used on you, everywhere, every day, every time. And that can be, for some people, at the same time, an empowering, rather frightening thought, because it forces you to be the cause in your life and not the effect. So my goal here is to empower you to recognize influence when it's being used out in the real world, to understand the principles and to use these skills powerfully in every aspect of your life to get and make your life exactly what you want it to be. My name is David Snyder, and it's been a pleasure bringing you this information. I truly hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Email your testimonials, your summaries, and your scripts to me at david@killerinfluence.com. Sign up for my free newsletter to be kept in the loop of all our upcoming trainings and special events. My thanks to Scott Sandlin and the entire hypnosis community. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed this presentation. And we'll see you on the other side of the fence. Take care.